Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Atuongere katonde ngalizamani.
Let's add God a mighty hand cloud.
Oye yakiriza ne tuyimba na ye.
Accept that we sing with him.
Gabo atugamu Zephaniah sura ya 17.
Zephaniah chapter 3 verse 17.
Kusanyo kiranga ayimba na fu.
Joyce of Arasa sings with us.
Era yogera mbyo mirembe.
And it's listed in the chronicle.
Tinatuwa enyimba tulagirwa okuyimba enyimba za katonda.
Instructed to sing the songs of God.
E ne tulagirirwa.
You're instructed.
Okuyimba enyimba za katonda.
To sing the songs of God.
Era nga tukure
as we leave your brethren, they sing
us.
Those with all kinds of musical instruments, like those of heaven's art. So right at the beginning, when we shall reach at the end,
when
our Lord Jesus comes back, and we've just
gone
wild in singing with God, we give him glory and honor. You add him a hand clap. Prophet Deborah and the evangelist Emerald, the Bible reader,
and
for all those musicians who have been spoken out, that God has sung with, and they sing towards us, and we
to
sing with God, and them a mighty hand cloud. Indeed, we give time to sing. There is much time given in. Time involved is much
to
correcting those voicings, to clear the rhythms, walk by the beat of the song, to include the instruments. In the same way, have another hand clap for our producers,
and
all play the musical instruments, all of them, right from the pulpit where we are, right from the keyboard, and they prepare us, and we bring on the pulpit. We take it from the pulpit. We take it in the studio inside. Yes.
We thank
God
for
all the responsible instruments, even our producers.
In
that day we shall introduce them.
On
that day we shall give thanks to
God.
As we thank God for the studio and all the songs.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. You can move on to
seats.
Time already left us. We want to move on
department
with the 8th department
of
God's heavenly government on the earth. Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We saw much on that issue, and we moved on. We began to see the seven divisions. Of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God and their responsibilities.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So far,
we've concluded three divisions. We first saw the first division of Holy Spirit in His fullness, division of Spirit of Wisdom of God,
possible
over the wisdom that in the word of God, interpreting and explaining the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we move to the second division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the spirit of understanding of God, responsible on the rhythm or the order or the principle of preaching and teaching the word of God.
God.
2-4 and above commands. 2-4 and above verses. From different books make up the Bible. To bringing understanding.
Then
we will also this third division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Division of Spirit of Counsel of God. The Spirit of Times and Seasons. The Spirit of Measurements and Scales. The Spirit of Prophecy. The Spirit who show us God who was, who is, and who is going to be.
The
Spirit will show the things which were, which are, even those going to come, and
he
gets them from God who was, who is, and who is going to be. We want to move on. We summarize the remaining four divisions. Every day we shall move on, get details. Passing through the teaching priests who are going to be standing in this eighth department. God is the very government on the earth. Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God in the Holy Church of God on the earth. So let's move on with the fourth division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The Spirit of Mighty of God. Yes. The fourth division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The Spirit of Might of God. The Spirit of Might of God
responsible
over the power that is in the Word of God. Yes.
Responsible
over the power that in the Word of God.
Ugambi tuchitambufuzi.
I say we pass through in the summary.
Avunanyizwa kumanyi agali mchigambo cha
Katonda. Responsible over the power in the Word of God.
Ukusubula.
To be able.
Okusobola
to be able
okusigukurura
to uproot
nokusura
and to tear down
it pull down okusobola okusigukurura
in order to uproot
nokusura
and to pull down
nokusanya
to destroy
ate nokusura
and to throw down
bikanga azimba n'okusimba okuteesa kwa Katonda.
At the same time he builds and plants the counsel of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We've said, like, let's repeat it. We see the first division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The Spirit of Might of God, who demonstrates the power in the Word of God. To be able to root out. To pull down. To destroy.
And
to throw down. The counsel of the devils. The counsel of the devils, even to build and to plant the counsel of God. As he passed through the angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill his word. Yes. Passing through angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill his word, as they work with the servants, those on the world. Right there, the summary is summarized very well. Yes.
That
this Spirit of Might, he comes, joins on us, and he sends armies of angels to demonstrate power in the Word of God. In the way that we root out, we pull down, we destroy, also to throw down the counsel of the devils, and to see that we plant and we build the counsel of God. As we
were
together with angels, the mighty ones, who fulfill the word of God. Now there is a power that in the word, because always we hear all scriptures we have passed through the seven spirits, and they pass through the Spirit of Might, and they be given that power.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. They be given that power which can make them outlive long.
And
as all things have passed away,
it's
the word of God has to remain.
It
has that power. Praise Jesus much. Because he said all things will pass away. But the word of God will never pass away. Praise Jesus
Amen.
Much. Now let's read, we say.
Matayi suri ya biri mwenya, nolu njiriri olwa satu mwenya.
Matthew chapter 24, verse 34.
Mazimamba gamba anti, emire mbejino, tejiri guwao, okutuse vibyo na rebiri korebwa.
Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled.
Satu mutano.
35.
Eguru nensi biri guwao.
Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. Yes. All things will pass away. But the words of God can never pass away. He empowered them, which enabled them to be fulfilled and to be there all days. Praise Jesus much. As we have told you, in the Psalms chapter 12, verse 6, the word of God was purified 7 times. As gold and silver refined in the fire 7 times. Let's read, we see. Psalms chapter 12, verse 6. The words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tested in a furnace of earth, purified 7 times. Yes. The words of the living God,
they
are pure words, as silver and gold, purified in the fire 7 times. It is to say that all the scriptures, they were passed through the 7 spirits of God. But still they were passed through the spirit of might on these 7 spirits.
He
is the 4th spirit. And he gave them power enough to be able to outlive all days and to be fulfilled. And many arise in the midst of the world who call themselves powerful, but they cannot confront the word of God. They perish and it remains. Praise Jesus much. As
he
told you in Matthew 24, verse 34 to 35, all the rest will pass away. Heavens and earth will reach you pass away. But his words, they will never pass away. Why? He purified them. As
you heard
in the Psalms chapter 12, verse 6. As you got gold and silver, pass them through the fire, be purified. Pass them in the fire 7 times. Even in the scriptures, pass them through the fire of 7 spirits. 7 spirits, they burn. Yes. You may not have understood this well. But them too are fires through which they pass the word of God. Be clothed all strength and power. Yes. Because when we hear in Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, they came from the one who was, who is, and who is going to be. And they came from the 7 spirits of God. They got purified very well. Let's read, we see. Revelation chapter 1, verse 4.
Ekisa kiberenga namwe n'emirembe ebiva eriyo yabaawo era eyabaawo era ajja okubaawo era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu egiri mu maaso g'entebe ye.
John to the 7 churches which are in Asia, grace and peace be unto you. Grace be unto you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the 7 spirits who are before his throne. Yes.
We gamba
now to say that they will pass through the seven spirits. These seven spirits, them too, are like just to see fire. But each was to put in whatever possible to strengthen the word of God. Now the spirit of might, he gave it power enough, and they can outlive all days as they get fulfilled. None of them fails to be fulfilled. Yes. That's why in Revelation chapter 4 verse 5, these seven spirits burn like fire. The word of God tested in the fire of wisdom and understanding and counsel and might and knowledge and fear of God in the spirit of the Lord.
God purified
in the fire of wisdom and understanding, counsel and might, knowledge and fear, great fear of God,
and
glory of God in the spirit of the Lord. And they must
there,
and they have been fulfilled all days. Yes. That's why we see seven spirits in the lamps of fire. Let's read, we see Revelation chapter 4 verse
5. Netabazo omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo y'omusanvu egya Katonda.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning and thunderings and voices, and there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Now these seven spirits, through them they pass the word of God, the words of God, the holy scriptures, and they God be pure. And they are given power to exist. Sorcerers have been in the world many years, of all kinds, and they hate the Bible in all ways, and it outlived. Praise Jesus much. It there reaches in those who seek God, and it gets power, and it demonstrates the power that in it. Yes. And they call angels the mighty ones to fulfill it, and they manifest in the world. That is what we are up to now. Now these seven spirits, those are one we read in Isaiah chapter 11 in the verse 2. Those you write them down, you know them, except you who is new. Yes. Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2, these seven spirits, it's where we find their names, and we see all these spirits, where there is the spirit of wisdom of God.
Where
there is the spirit of understanding of God. Where there is the spirit of counsel of God, where there is the spirit of might of God.
Now,
that's the one we see at this time. Where there is the spirit of knowledge of God, where there is spirit of fear of God, and the spirit of the Lord. Yes. Now the spirit of might, through him they passed the scriptures, the words of God, that none of them fails to be fulfilled. Yes. That's why he tells you, you go seek in the book of the Lord, read, none will fail,
and
none will lack its mate, its fulfillment. It has to be there by the spirit of might. Let's read Isaiah 34 verse 16. Isaiah chapter 34 verse 16. Seek you from out of the book of the Lord and read, not one of these shall fail, none shall lack her mate, for my mouth has commanded it, and his spirit has gathered them. Yes.
tunoonye mu kitabo kya Mukama,
we seek in the book of the Lord,
tusome
and read,
ekuli n'ekimu ekiriremererwa,
none will fail,
era tewali n'ekimu ekiribula entuuko zaakyo,
none shall lack her mates,
kubanga akamaka Mukama kaara,
for the mouth of the Lord commanded,
omwempukuvu n'akuŋŋaanya,
the Holy Spirit gathered,
n'asooka abiyisa akwate mwoyo w'amaanyi,
and he first passed through the spirit of might,
nga biba biyina okutuukirira,
and they have to be fulfilled.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Nabigabira amanya agamara.
He gave them power enough.
Katwebitu kamufwe.
Now when they reach within us.
Nabivudde kumpapula bizino
kwezi. From these papers where they are.
Icho kokulangirirwa nebitukirira bulunji
bwa
amanya agabiri.
And they are fulfilled well because of the power in them.
Agomo yo mutukuvu abona won.
That of the Holy Spirit who spreads in every place.
Jukira yakunganya.
Remember is the one who gathered.
Atabu na won.
And he spreads in every place.
Katimurunangirira.
You when you proclaim.
Abaino kulisa
has demonstrated the power he put in them. That is why you say, even speaking, we speak those. Not in the wisdom of man, that which entices, but demonstrate the spirit and power.
That
when you speak, do not add in them.
Don't subtract.
Pick them as they are. You see power of the Holy Spirit. Yes. Read the Corinthians, you see.
Abakolise kisoka esuli iyo kubiri no lunyiriri olwokuna.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 4.
Ne kigambo kyange nokubulira kwange tebyabanga mbigambe byamagezi. Etiyabanga mbigambe byamagezi ebisenda senda. Wabula mukolesa okwomoyo namanyi.
And my words and my preaching we are not with enticing words of man's wisdom but in demonstration of the spirit and of power. Yes. Now to say that as you speak, don't put in enticing words.
Time
you add in your words
and
you twist their meaning, you subtract adding them.
This
spirit will spread everywhere ready to fulfill.
Remember,
touched power. When you speak as they are, it loses power on them.
It's
to demonstrate spirit and power. Yes.
Demonstrate
the spirit and power. And he says,
have
enter in the real faith. Yes. Let's first move ahead.
First
Corinthians chapter 2 verse 5.
Okukiriza kwamwe kulemenga okubeera magezi g'abantu wabula mumanyi ga Katonda.
That your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Yes. That our faith, if we are preached through the word of God, another twists meaning in enticing words, to subtract and add in them, we find we have believed, but it's in the wisdom of men, not, there is no power there. But when we believe, if they are right in the word, we hold the power of God. There is power to be demonstrated that in the word. The Holy Spirit spreads everywhere. Yet we must be in Romans 10.
I'm
going to write it down, you'll read it. Romans chapter 10 verse 17. That faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and you put in actions, and then you see the power attached on it. Yes. If you join with Romans chapter 10, and your faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of God, and you join on James chapter 2 verse 26, and you attach on what and you proclaim it, and you've not twisted its meaning, not subtracted, not added in it, the spirit will spread everywhere. Already prepared the angels, the mighty ones, and they want to fulfill it. Yes, just as it is, everywhere is just waiting,
that
it as it is in its power. Yes.
And you
speak it in its power, me, I fulfill it. I even add in more power. In the Psalms 139 verse 7, he says like this, to enter to verse 10,
Zaburi eswe kimasitumo omwenda n'olunyiri olw'omusanvu.
Psalms 139 verse 7.
Nagenda wo kuveri omoyo ko obanna dukira wa masogo.
Where shall I go from your spirit? Oh, where shall I flee from your presence?
Olinyoro munana.
Verse 8.
Bwenali nyamugulu nga joli. Bwenaya lobuliri bwange mu magombe. Laba nga joli.
If I ascend up into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there.
Olinyoro mwenda.
Verse 9.
Bwenato lebiwa watire byencha. Nentula mu bife byennyanja ebiri ewali nnyo.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the utmost parts of the sea.
Olinyolwe 10.
Verse 10.
Newankubaddeyo omukono gwo gunannungamya. N'omukono gwo ogwaddyo gunankwata.
Even there your hand lead me and your right hand shall hold me. Yes.
Wonna wosobola okubeera ng'omwoyo wali.
Everywhere you can be and the spirit is there.
Ebigambo bya Katonda nga biri mu gwe.
And the words of God are within you.
Nga bwe yabiteeka mu maanyi ngaabyo.
Just as he put them in their power.
Tebabi kuwanga binyore
ndu. And they were not given you when they are twisted meaning.
Eranga bitoddwa mu nebyongero
wa. They are subtracted and added in them.
Nebwobera wa yo moyo abajja.
No matter where you add the spirit is there.
Abayagala kubituukirisha.
He wants to fulfill them.
And
he prepared armies of angels. Yes.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus, man. And he's in every place. Waiting to speak them the way they are. Yes. And
he
appears to fulfill them. But what has caused it to be hard? And the power in the word lacks to be there.
Kubanga tubadde tunyola nya makuru gabyo.
Because we've been twisting the meaning of these scriptures.
Ne tutola mu ne tuogera mu.
Subtracting adding in there.
Ebitubulirwa mu kusendebwa sendebwa.
And they are preached to us in enticing words.
Okukiriza kwa fe.
And our faith.
Ne kubera mu magezi g'abantu.
Rest in the wisdom of man.
So simumanyi ga Katonda.
And not in the power of God.
Katikitegezo ogendo byogera kwejo baddo byogerera
ngabinyole. Biba
tebina manyi kubasa biba byebyo.
They have no power for they are not just as they were spoken. Yes. They have no power.
In
the faith you are into is fake faith. It is very fake. That's why many say, I quoted the scripture.
But
you quoted it and is it in its real meaning? It was not twisted in meaning. It didn't subtract and neither added in it.
Dala wachikiriza
indeed do you believe
it kubanga rata chatolebwa makuru ngabyego
they didn't subtract the meaning is that
chikiriza no chiteka munkola ti wachiteka mu
you to believe and put in action you never put in action
that you olinze mbirebye bizi
you wait in times of problems
mochiteke munkola
that you put it in action
echigamba
and it say no
tetwagala bakusha
we don't want hypocrisy here
inkola gantu aina jikola lulili wa
our relation we meant to create it the day you had me.
Oyagalebero wano mbukusa.
You wanted to be here in hypocrisy?
Lora bien nakuru.
When you've seen problems you call me.
Nufukumulisa.
And you pour out your prayers.
Nisitaleta burukosi.
And it never brings salvation.
Eh osubulo wandika o Isaiah.
You can write there that Isaiah.
Abiri mukaga.
Chapter 26.
Namukaga paka.
From verse 16 to 20.
Olinda ngakulaba nakumulisa.
Never wait to see problems and then you rise to speak out scriptures.
Yobadde tokitotambulira.
Not been moving by.
Ebijja kukola.
They will not work for you.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Kubanga ne ba malaika bano.
Because even these angels
akora no muyo mtu kuvugura ngaba bituke.
With the Holy Spirit to see they fulfill them.
Ba malaika bango bilimo bitambulira.
See that you are within them you move by them. Yes. Yes.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus much.
Ne mukama afa Yesu amara kulaba ngabilimo gwe.
Even our Lord Jesus see they within you. You move by them.
Kubanga yali yatugamba
because he had told us
Yohana 15
in John chapter 15 verse 7
agamba
he says like this
Yohana sura ya 15 n'olunyiri olw'omusanvu
John chapter 15 verse 7
bwe mubeera munze n'ebigambo byange bwe bibeera mu mmwe musabenga kyemwagala kyonna munakikolerwanga
if you abide in me and my words abide in you you shall ask what you will and it shall be done unto you yes. You must be abiding in God.
And
scriptures and his words are within you. And you move by them. You walk within them. You may think within them.
And
then you ask, they work for
you. There
is this Holy Spirit who we say it spreads
everywhere. It
waits to fulfill them.
Even
angels who wait to minister. Them to say,
we are
going to minister with this person.
We
are ministers with the false prophets.
Those who keep
the words of this book.
If you
don't keep them to move by them, don't wait to call us on that day.
You cannot
see of the power in them. Yes. That is it, Teacher Jacob. Have you understood there? Yes.
Revelation chapter
22,
verse 8.
And I, John, saw these things and heard them. And when I had heard and seen, I fell down to worship before the feet of the angel who showed me these things.
Verse 9.
Then he said unto me, see, you do it not. For I am your fellow servant, and of your brethren, the prophets, and of them who keep the words of this book, worship God. Yes. Have you understood well?
Do
you know the Holy Spirit is waiting in every place?
He
said that you must first be with abiding in God, and His words abide in you. And you put them in action. And then you call Him, He works. Even angels who wait to fulfill them to say,
they are
fellow servants with the prophets.
And
those who keep the words of this book. If you don't keep them to walk by them,
do not
expect you will call them and they manifest like that. As the Holy Spirit put power within this word,
again,
He puts their angels, the mighty ones, to fulfill it. Every day adds them power.
We the
holy ones, He adds us power. Yes.
As long as
we decide to believe and we've not twisted its meaning,
we've
not subtracted, not added in it. Yes. We see that power.
I've
passed through hastily. Yes. Hastily and at speed.
Psalms 103,
the verse 20.
Psalms 103 verse 20.
Bless the Lord, you His angels, that excel in strength, that do His commandments, hearkening unto the voice of His words. Yes.
He
put their angels, thousands of them, tens of thousands.
And these
excel in strength every time He adds them power to just command
that
fulfill the voice of my word you've heard this person speak.
Now,
where trouble has been,
you
quote the voice in the wrong way,
go
read that Psalms chapter 2. The Lord, you told me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. Lord, I take away that David.
It's
be your son today. And He said, go away. You think I do not know you by your name? Have you seen the scripture I was speaking to David? Now we get them and in a wrong way.
We've
twisted their meaning.
We've
subtracted, added in them.
And
never see the power in the world. You know, when we come to the kingdom of God,
there
are not usual words written on these letters. There is power. There is power.
Not
mere letters. And we don't serve these letters. We serve the spirit behind them. Through which these letters were passed to be written. Yes.
Maybe
there's something you move to understand. Before I go there, as you've seen,
that angels,
they are added power every day to appear
mighty. Yes. They excel in it. Strength. The person is said that
is
excelled. Every time they are added power to fulfill the words. When they hear the command of God,
so
you hear that voice which prays in my word, which proclaims my word as it is, you go swiftly. You run. Fulfill it. And that's why Prophet Daniel, I would have spoken much on him there. After he prepared his heart to understand, and the command was released, and the angel flew swiftly. Go fulfill. He was in the prayer. He quoted words of God there. Man, he quoted there. He quoted. Praise as he quotes. You said like this. You suffered Moses. And the command was released. As quoted of it, you heard him. And it was of the wrath of God. And God, you said you beat us. As it is written. You smitten us, O Lord. And promised after these years, when you repent, you'll forgive us. Angel, go are forgiven them. He sends the angel. They have understood. All of them have the power. Now, where trouble has been, you quote them the way they are not, and you see, you will quote them and get tired. You will regret scriptures and you say, my God, they don't hold any strength in them and power. Yet where trouble is, it's at the point we twist the meaning. It's in the wisdom of God, not the power of God. Right there, you're going to fall the problem. That's why they call the church with the Bible. But the Bible seems dead. Don't you have it out there? How do you see it? Have you seen it? It speaks only great things. Have you ever seen some of them? When you read them, you forward them to who? You know, scriptures will read them and you say this one.
Come
on, and the Lord did what? That one. Let's move in this. When we get eaten and drinking, let them be enough. That is what you see coming to pass. And yet it's also to be forced march. Praise Jesus much. Indeed, I will not run speedily. But time is running. Yes. Tomorrow we have an addition of a day. We have. Yeah. When I take you at speed, we finish the remaining three. Maybe we are going to an overnight now. And let's talk of them in the summary. Some verses you have to skip them. And the reason with the Holy Spirit, let's leave that one. Time is left us. Let's now leave that, bring the other. That the other will fit there. It joins up there. They will quickly understand. Have you seen that? That's how the conversation moves on. Yes. As you're preaching, what do you hear? You feel that you're just rushing, moving?
That is the man so rukulira ndi awo babadde ha obatutekeyo.
Now me I can listen that. Now the speed is much. Reduce it.
These,
they are not even writing anymore. The capacities are crashing in them.
You
first bring them. Let's converse with them.
Now
you don't listen. You just keep moving.
One who
comes on the pulpit, they have ordered their floor. And they forget this one who is prepared. You meet up here.
He
understands well the hearts of people. Not as I understand them, but just as he understands them well.
In Romans,
he searches the hearts. Praise for the holy ones as the will of God is. Must be communicating with him. But we have told you like this. In Daniel chapter
9,
as long as prophet Daniel began to pray,
and
he quoted scriptures very well, I've told you, and
he
sent him an angel.
Daniel chapter 9,
verse
20.
Awo
bwe nali njogera era nga nsaba era nga njatula okwonoona kwange n'okwonoona kw'abantu bange Isirayiri era nga ndeeta okwewaayo kwange mu maaso ga Mukama Katonda wange olw'olusozi olutukuvu olwa Katonda wange.
And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sins and the sins of my people Israel and presenting my supplication before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of my God. Verse
21.
While I was speaking in prayer, even the man Gabriel, whom I had seen in the vision at the beginning, being caused to fly swiftly, reached me about the time of the evening offering.
Verse 22.
And he informed me and talked with me and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give you skill in understanding. Yes. If you begin the prayer how he prayed it,
reading
Daniel chapter 9.
Quoted
all through all that was written in the prophet Jeremiah after he had just finished them.
And
the angel flew swiftly. Just as the mighty ones, he got a command.
Go
fill that prayer immediately. There is power involved there. That in the word of God every day. If the word of God, we get it in its meaning as God spoke it, and it's not twisted, we've not subtracted, we've not added in it. Holy Spirit is there, who spread everywhere, is waiting just to increase strength and power.
Angels,
mighty ones to move to fulfill,
to increase
power in the ministers, to pick it with power as they fulfill it.
So
what happens there? But in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12, he moves to give this reason is very important.
Daniel chapter
10, verse 12.
Nalyoka ngamba nti totya, Danieli, kubanga okuva ku lunaku lwe wasookerako okuteekateeka omutima gwo okutegeera n'okwewombeeka mu maaso ga Katonda wo, ebigambo byo byawulirwa. Nange nzize olw'ebigambo byo.
Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that you did set your heart to understand and to humble yourself before God, your words were heard
And I have come because of your words. Yes.
When you humble in Daniel 9
to understand these words. People read Daniel dreaming. Daniel chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4. Dreams all through. Chapter 5, chapter 6, chapter 7, chapter 8. Yet,
the
chapter which would have been first would be chapter 9. Up to chapter 12, he humbled himself.
In
chapter 12 is when they begin giving me a vision. They tell him, seal this vision. Have you seen there? For things they are
Daniel chapter
1 to chapter 7 up to 8, they were scriptures in the scriptures of truth in heaven,
and
these were told him in Daniel chapter 10. Yes, chapter 10 verse
20 to 21.
Let's read, we see this.
Danieli esure yekumi nolunyiriri olwamakumi abiri.
Daniel chapter 10 verse 20.
Nalyoka yogera nti omanyiche mvudde njija joli. Nekakano naddayo okulana n'omulangiro w'e Buperusi. Era bwe ndivaayo laba omulangiro w'e Buyonani alijja.
Then said he, know you why I come unto you? And now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I have gone forth, lo, the prince of Greece shall come. Verse
21. So si wali alikuluyi lwange okulwanyisa abo wabula Mikayiri omulangira wammwe.
But I will show you that which is noted in the scripture of truth, and there is none that upholds me in these things but Michael your prince. Yes, you told him what brought me is one. I want to show you, for you humble to understand. I want to show you that's noted in the scriptures of truth.
And God
tell him in Daniel chapter 11, chapter 12, he explained to him things to happen and the way he asked to seal them, and we went back to chapter 1.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But the main thing in this which we saw, that if we get determined in the word of God just as it is, whether it rebukes us, whether it instructs us, whether it gives us goodness,
and
we do it just as it is, we are going to see the power that in the world. All scriptures are passed through the spirit of might to be attached on power which has to fulfill all the scriptures.
And
all the spirit moved aside just waiting, those who have stood moving by the word of God. Even angels were put, their mighty ones waiting for that.
Mention it
and you proclaim them the way they are, whether rebukes, whether instruction or blessing.
But
our generation is so blessed because it involves being proclaimed to. To be proclaimed to bring understanding.
So the tooling of mirembe,
we are not like generations before. We never knew when you twist meaning of the word of God, it never gets its power. If you subtract and add anything, all the power you have removed from that word. That's why you see in Acts chapter 4,
the apostles,
after they prayed and they had quoted scriptures very well,
they
preached the word boldly with power.
And
the signs were moving on in the congregation,
but
the spirit was present. Angels have come down.
But die.
I think you will quote that chapter because of time.
Acts
chapter 4 from verse
24.
Up to 30. Up to 30.
Let's read only verse 31.
Acts chapter 4, verse 31.
Bwe baamala okusaba mu kifo we baakuŋŋaanira ne wakankana, bonna ne bajjula Omwoyo Omutukuvu, ne boogera ekigambo kya Katonda n'obuvumu.
And when they had prayed, the place where was shaken, where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they spoke the word of God with boldness. Yes. Even the power added on them. The word of God which is within you. Just begin to pray as you quote scriptures. There is the power he adds on you. Next you can begin to preach the word. The power you are into is another.
Or
the devil you were on yesterday and you moved from it. And people hear the word that is all power. Yes. They reach to say you speak like one with authority. Now many signs, miracles and the wonders, spirit and the angels, they move on to work. Yes. If you read the verse 33,
Ebikolo by'abatume esuli yokuna n'olunyiriri olwasatu mwesatu.
Acts chapter 4 verse 33.
N'amaanyi mangi abatume ne boogera ng'okutegeeza kwabwe okw'okuzuukira kwa Mukama waffe Yesu n'ekisa kingi ne bibeera nga ku bo bonna.
And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Yes. Grace increased. Things done, they increased. I would have explained much
on
this first division of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The Spirit of might of God
who
demonstrates the power in the word of God to root up. Yes. To pull down. To destroy. And to throw down the counsel of the devils. And to prove that we build and we plant the counsel of God. Because the kingdom of God, always there are no mere words. As you see these letters, in behind them there is the Spirit, the fullness of the Holy Spirit will manifest through them. And in there is the Spirit of might. Speak with us in the 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20. He says like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 4, verse 20.
Kubanga obwakabaka bwa Katonda tebuli mu bigambo, wabula mu maanyi.
For the kingdom of God is not in words, but in power. Yes. The kingdom of God,
it's
not in
mere
words spoken by usual people. It's in power.
Now,
scriptures were given the power.
These are not mere words
like of usual human beings. They were passed through seven spirits. In the fourth spirit, spirit of mind,
you
were given power.
And they
appear mere usual words of humans. That's why it's not good you to come out and you think that you will speak scriptures in persuading them. Yes. That you can empower them in your own wisdom. You're going to spoil and waste everything. That's why
it's
any person accepted
to
be thought of
beyond the scriptures and not allowed because want to do it like that, you take away that power which is in the scriptures. Let's go back to the verse 6.
1
Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Naye ebyo abooluganda mbigeredde ku nze ne Apollo ku lwammwe mulyoke muyigire kuffe obutasukkanga ku byawandiikibwa. Omuntu yenna alemenga okwegulumiza olw'omu okusinga omulala.
And these things, brethren, I have in a figure transferred to myself and to Apollos for your sakes, that you may learn in us not to think of men above that which is written, that no one of you be puffed up for one against another. Yes. Now, brethren,
no
matter how rise up and God rise you every day, mostly when you serve God, what you have to know is one. All the power you use, that of God which is in the word, it is in the Holy Scriptures.
It
never come out, go beyond them. It as if you support them much to get power,
and
you reach to twist their meaning, and to subtract and add them, you are going to be falling gradually. As you keep falling, one would have risen up. The more you twist them, they weaken in you. You too, you weaken, you get down. You reach a time you can even quote scriptures, and they no more hold any power in them. You are used to twist them. You change their meaning. You subtract and add in them, and they no more mind you. You know, you go forget that they have a living spirit who is in them. Yet his life arises within you. Life of the scriptures arises within you. You, if you get them from the letter, take them to the spirit that is the one speaking.
Now,
me church, let me hear what the spirit tells the church, not what letters tells the church. What the Spirit speaks to me, the church.
And
then we read Revelation 2.
And
if you hear these things, hear what the Spirit tells the church.
The
Spirit must be may it be the Father, for he too is Spirit.
It
may it be God, the Word, for he too is a Spirit. And still it can be the Holy Spirit himself. The one telling us is behind these letters.
Only
pass through the seven spirits, the one speaks to us. The spirit of wisdom tells us. Now we go to the letter.
These,
your letters, you ordered them on this earth. Yes. Even elsewhere they write, they play them and they understand them the way they have written them. You think in heavens there are which letters there? Letters, they're not there. There is the spirit there. What you
read
there is what you understand in the book of the Lord.
If God,
the vision, the language you go by is what you understand in the book of the Lord. There is the spirit there. There are no words there. Why do you go understand in your native language you went by?
The
other book is the one which explains you in your own language.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
You know, when he speaks with us in the 2 Corinthians, he says,
2
Corinthians chapter
3,
he says, we do not have this letter you see here. The scriptures get them from the letter. These letters are yours. Even the Chinese have their own letters. Even the Indian like that. All nations, they have their own letters. Just as they understand. You two are free to rise up. And you make up your new alphabet. And you say, my A, it will appear like this. And when you read them, you will understand them because you decided it.
You are
free to sit down and make your own alphabet.
You are free to write your A in a way you want.
As long as you understand that this, I mean A.
And
then you rise up, teach it to all the rest that A is this one to us.
You
think those were there before they did that, it has its three cross as A. There are three. One, two, three. A. Crosses. They just put cross and they made out A from them. And they say four. One, the second, and the third. They say that is four. Everywhere it goes, it is like that. All those began at the Tower of Babel. Yes. But the main thing is this, brethren. Scriptures, get them from the letter. You will see its life. No, they came from God and they are spirits. God is the Spirit. Our Lord is the Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit. His fullness, they are the seven spirits. He's one speak with us. It's not that. Before we go to Corinthians, let's first see Revelation. Revelation chapter 2, verse 7.
Alinoko tu, awulire omwoyo kyagambe kanisa. Awangula, ndi muwokulya ku muti ogw'obulamu, oguli wakati mu lusuku lwa Katonda.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcomes, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God.
Hey.
Yes. You with the ear, let them hear what the Spirit tells the church. And the one says, let me go sit aside. I hear what he tells me. He lives in the scriptures. And they go aside to meditate upon him. I hear this is what tells the church. What he will tell you sit elsewhere, you prove it here in the Bible. And not think of you anything beyond the scriptures. You say you're spiritual. I am in the spirit. You know, I am a prayer warrior. I dream a lot. Dreaming and the word of God, these are different things. What did you see in your dream? Did you see the word of God? What did you see there? You know, I hear the Spirit much. Yes, thank you. I am in the Spirit every time. Which Spirit?
In
John 6, verse 63,
says,
the spirit you hear, they are in the words you hear. He tells you.
These
scriptures you see there, prove they are in the wisdom of God. Don't therefore familiarize them.
You
hear the spirit of wisdom, what he says. Proof, understood they are in the spirit of understanding of God. You hear what spirit of understanding tells the church. Prove. Understood they pass through spirit of counsel of God.
Hear
spirit of counsel of God tells the church. Yes.
Prove
you know they pass through spirit of might. They are given power enough.
Hear
spirit of might what he tells the church. You know you had them in summary. Yeah, what the spirit tells the church. Move proof. They pass through spirit of knowledge. And you are given light of knowledge.
Which
envisions and reveals. You hear what the Spirit tells the church. And he will lead you. Never lead us in any other spirit. He most leads us through spirit of knowledge. Because his word is light. It's a lamp unto the feet. You know when you hear the Spirit lead you.
Huh.
oyinza obutamanya nakukulemberamuwhen
he guides youera
ateesa ddi naawe
when he takes counsel with you
asoma naye emyejo omusanuogena manya bwakulembera
seven spirits will know how he leads you yes
kubongera byayisa omwoyo okutyaa
pastor spirit of fear of god to hate evil.
Do not know those, though you read,
you cannot fear God. You read, don't steal. Because you think these are mere letters.
And
wait, the Spirit will guide me.
Say that
unbalanced ways are an abomination. They are abomination.
But this,
we balance of many, is it abomination? Let me wait him come to tell him.
He
already told you, you want him to come tell you what else? If your heart convicts you, then what should he do for you? People always wait, the Spirit is going to come to guide me. Yet they have left the Bible here. All the scriptures, they forget they have the inspiration of God. In this world, there are things.
What
the Spirit will speak to you in the vision and the dreams, in the trance, in
Urim,
Thummim, and the Azotas. All of them, they are in this Bible. Proof is the one speaking to you. You come back into the Bible. John chapter 6 verse 63.
Yokani suri yomukaga nolunyiriri olwenkaga mwesatu.
John chapter 6 verse 63.
Omoyo gwe guleta obulamu omubiri teguli ko chegugasa. Ebigambo byembagambye gwe moyo bwe bulamu.
It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Yes.
Kagadi mushuba.
Yes. The words they told us, they are spirits. They are in the spirit of wisdom. Speaks with the church. Now they say,
no,
me, I'm waiting the Spirit to tell me. I'm separating myself. The Spirit speaks something to me. The Spirit speak with me. You left me in the Bible, you'll tell you that. Speak with me, Spirit.
No,
I'll speak in the dreams. You don't understand me. You don't understand me in the words. Hold the Spirit, help me. I would have sent you angels. But what you quote is wrong. Now, after
he
left you there, you see demons which cause you to error. And they bring you wrong doctrines there.
No
way you discern whether it's the Spirit tell you or not. Always I want to tell you like this, that when he speaks 2 Corinthians chapter
3,
you see, all the law we've never served this letter you see in here, but the Spirit behind these letters who speaks with us, and the word speaks in power. And we weaken it. Because we don't hear what the Spirit tells the church.
And
many things have failed to come to pass. Yet we read.
You read
the letter.
Isaiah
said.
Yet
God is the one who said. God the Father, when he said, when he spoke there of the Son, and the Spirit brought,
he passed
through them seven spirits, gave them all power. Now, when we reached here in faith, we believed in another way. Let's read the Corinthians, we see.
Second
Corinthians chapter 3 verse 6.
Ere yatuyinzisa ngaba weereza bendagaana empya. Siba weereza bannukuta. Wabula ab'omwoyo. Kubanga ennukutetta naye omwoyo guleeta obulamu.
Who also has made us able ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Yes. We never served the letter, this you see here. I don't know, but try. Hear what the Spirit tells the church.
You give
up on the letter.
Don't always
quote as you say, Isaiah
says. For
Isaiah, you are reading the letter written
here. But
as the Lord spoke in the mouth of the prophet Isaiah
saying,
and the Spirit of the Lord
said,
in the mouth of prophet Isaiah that, men who did that, the apostles, they quoted and they said, the Lord God,
as you spoke
in the mouth of your servant David, as you say that, the kings of the world and the rulers,
they
have connived them born against your son, and they
have
done the same on the son Jesus. You stretch your hands and you
speak
as you work miracles and wonders.
After they
quoted that God is one who spoke them,
and
the Holy Spirit came,
he
empowered them. Now we
say,
Isaiah says,
when,
and where did he get it to speak it? Praise Jesus much. I don't want to waste too much time.
Yes.
I want us to reduce time.
I think
you've understood much in a twinkle of an eye. You've understood much. More than the many years you've gathered out there. Yes. You've understood much. But the intention of this power, the spirit of might put in the word of God, in the holy scriptures, that we can connect with the angels, the holy angels, that you fulfill the word of God. As we root up all the lies of Satan, yes, you can quote that thing that we finish. Yes. The spirit of might of God,
he
put power in the holy scriptures. We, the servants of God,
and
the holy angels of God, we work together to root out the lies of Satan, to throw them down, pull down. Yes. We destroy it. We pull it down and we prove. We build and plant the counsel of God, which is in the holy scriptures. That's why we're there hunting for every lies which have come being mixed within the holy scriptures. As they are twisted in meaning, subtracted and added in. That is our work, past the spirit of might. Our part is to do corrections, to rooten out. When we root them out, we correct, we enter the people, and they are in the rightful line, and you see the power in the words. In the spirit of might. Yes. You to work miracles and manifest them. You root out all lies of Satan. That comes out of the scriptures.
We
never abode in their truth.
He
mixed in it lies. Twisted many from Genesis chapter
3.
Let me show you like this.
Muyokana,
in John,
of course, katutandike bwe tuti.
Let's begin like this.
Tutandise, na Yeremia sura ne esoka.
We've begun with Jeremiah chapter 1.
Olunjiri uno, olwe 10.
Verse 10.
Yeremia esura esoka n'olunyiriri olwe 10.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10.
Lava. Lero nkutaddewo okuba omukulu w'amawanga era ow'amatwale g'abakabaka okusimbula n'okumenya n'okuzikiriza n'okusuula okuzimba n'okusimba.
See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Yes. Go to put, set us up there. We come stand in the word, in the holy scriptures. Set us up in this way. Every lies of the Satan is sold.
Yes. That we can rot it out. We pull it down. We destroy it. We throw it down and finish it away. And we prove that we plan. We build afresh the castle of God that in His word, the Holy Scriptures. Because He wants to manifest power before you root out the lies of Satan. To pull it down. Yes. To destroy it. To throw it down. Don't expect to see power in the word. You will preach it and it never works. That's why I had so much on it. Everything twisted, we order it. That can be fulfilled in our generations.
Amen.
Lest you quote in lies and you never see it. He said the man to do with much power, yet we saw nothing.
He had
words like winds, and they are like clouds without rain, and they thunder, yet it's not going to rain.
Now,
the work we do in the spirit of mind, and we try to root out all the lies. For what the devil did, he knew of the truth,
yet
never aborted in it, mixed in lies. And he told children of men, twisting meaning of the scriptures, and he weakened them. And they began to quote the words and they cried, yet scriptures don't be fulfilled.
What
they said, now God forgot His words. As you read of him in the John chapter
8,
reading on what Lucifer does, he never bore the truth right from the beginning.
In
Genesis, it's chapter
3.
He said, when they say from the beginning, you go right in the Genesis and go in the beginning above the heavens. Yes. Yeah. Let's read here. John chapter 8.
Yokane sule yomunana nolunyiriri olwana mwenya.
John chapter 8 verse 44.
Mamuli ba kitamwe setani era mwagala okola okwegomba kwa kitamwe. Oyo kuva kulubereberye ye musi sote yanywerera mazima. Kubanga mazima tegali moye. Bwayogere obulimba ayogere kiva mu bibye. Kubanga ye mulimba era kitawe wa bulimba.
You are of your father the devil and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yes.
Satan
has we enrolls people in the thing of lying. And he takes them from the truth that in the word. And he begin to mix in lies. He sows
obulimba
lies
nazimba
and he builds
obulimba
lies.
Kati fwe tujja
now when we come
omulimu gwe tusokera ko nga tunalaba kumanyi gali mu kigambo,
we first do before we see power in the world.
Tusoka netu
sikukura buli root out every lies. We pull it down.
When
they pull, you have to get out. You get out. People struggle. You say you're lying. This is the truth. Our pastors, what they say is true. And you will leave it. Let me bring proof to proof. It's not true. Until we destroy it away. Yes. We throw it down. A storied building of Lucifer of lies. We beat it on the ground. We begin to build afresh and to plant the word of God. And we see how it grows. We see how it elevates. Lies began in the Genesis chapter
3.
You quote it yourself there. Genesis chapter
3.
And the verse
1.
Up to verse
4.
He began like that. He was crafting the cannon.
He's
a woman. Did God really say?
And he had the woman knows everything. God said this and this and this. And he discovered what do they fear in all these commandments? Death. Oh, fine. They're afraid of dying. Let me correct them. Yet it's causing us to error. He said you will not die. He subtracted it. And he added in. You know, before you twist the meaning. Yes. He said you will not die. It means he twisted the other say we shall die. This one said we shall not die. He took it out. He added he said, because he knows the day you'll eat of it, you will be like him, knowing good from evil. Yes. But that Genesis chapter 3, verse 1-4. Connect with Genesis chapter 2, verse 15-17. You see, commands were clearly given us. And, and all the trees you eat of them? Yes. But the other tree in the middle, do not eat of it. The day you will eat of it, you will surely die. Satan knew. What weak point is in these people in these scriptures? Oh, fine. Dying. They are afraid of dying. Now, what can I explain to this person? Let me go ask them. To see whether they understand the commandment well. If you break scripture, Satan sits you down very well. But that scripture, you think, how is it? Does it catch you or not? Does not catch you. Don't deprive yourself, each other. But me, don't I have right over myself? He's the one explaining to you. Or right to do what? You cannot ask him that at that point. Says you have a right to deprive this person. The scriptures say what? Except you've agreed. I agree what on this issue? They are they his or their mine? My parts. These are my parts. He explains to you there. And you waste, corrupt everything. It's what it did to the garden. God commanded another way. He came explained to us. Passing through Adam and Eve. He said, what did God really say? Oh, fine. If she began to explain all the trees we eat, but the one in the middle we not eat. Satan, she was not made to explain to him. You don't say, why do you mind of this? For the sounds, that's what it says. That he passed commandments in his mouth, what does he mind of it? Yet he's not ready to do them. He asks why. And we explained. He knew what we are afraid of is one. And he knew that people fear hell on the world. The gospel of hell, he took it away. They fear hell and repent and they align themselves. In some nations, they are punished if you dare preach of hell. They say you began to threaten people, take away their liberty, and they imprison you. That the lake of fire, they say you got the lake of fire, they imprison you. Some nation he silently took it away. In those nations he put in more strength. The gospel of hell put aside, for it's what we feared. Even the lake of fire, they put them aside. He said, I see a womb of nations. And to find those who explain hell all the days and explain lake of fire, the pain of sin, he confused, he took all that out of the gospel. They're not there.
What is righteousness? There is so much on righteousness. All those who snatched them out, even of the kingdom of God and righteousness, heaven, he threw it, you wonder where he threw it. He put it out of the Bible, threw it off. Praise Jesus much. Now we what we do when we are sent that we have seen of the spirit of might, the word of God comes for them. Amen. Command by command, line by line, there little broken. We have to catch them. We consume them. And then we order everything. And we see of power. That's in the words. Let's read Isaiah as we finish.
Isaiah chapter 28,
verse 13. Ekigambo kya Mukama tikiriba kibeera gye bali ekiragiro ku kiragiro, ekiragiro ku kiragiro, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri, olunyiriri ku lunyiriri. Wano katono. Aho katono bagende bagwe bugazi bamenyeke bategebwe bakwatibwe.
But the word of the Lord was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Yes.
Now,
when we come to correct as we build, now we are building, we plant the words,
two,
four, and above commands,
two,
four, and above verses. Yeah, a little there, a little. And then we order them. Those in twisted meaning, subtracted and added in. As we target what? Target the word to be. You speak it in his power to manifest. Yes. And we catch every Lucifer, we break him down. Yes. What happens there? That's what you're about to get explained. These words, almost they are eight.
But
all of them have great meanings. The first,
to
root out the lies of Satan. There is power used in rooting out.
You
must speak the word. Almost you thunder.
But
the hearts of people are rooted in the lies that in the chambers of their hearts inside there. If you are not on them to pull it out, it's rooted in them, the lies rooted. Now to speak in them,
use,
emphasize the word as you repeat it.
You
know the times we've read Isaiah.
We are rooted
the hearts, we uprooted the lies. We root down plants. That day you proclaim, Lord, as you say it like this, it is written, it will be. There we have new giants in the world, workers who fulfill the word of God. But if you don't insist, there's nothing to take away. At least read them all days. Apostle Paul, Holy Spirit said, to write the same things, it does not weary me. For he had a deal. Yes. I tell you the first. To root out the lies of Satan, it takes something. What I told you. If you want to explain details.
Somebody
said we already started the spirit of might. Even all the vision we finished. These things are of 7 years. Heavenly journey 7 years. And God is the one teaching, not a human being. You know the speed by which he teaches.
speed
by which he gives you understand, it's a high speed. Why does he put human beings that he teaches? We slow down the speed and we teach slowly. Because we may not be able to bear him even to understand.
speed
the speed at which he teaches must have given him all your time, all your heart you've aligned it well. Now we contend with you to order your hearts, and now we take you to teach you at his feet. He takes you once, tomorrow you don't go back. According to the meditation you meditate about him, as you go back you already added in what he told you. Notice we explain here. I try and say you write down. Write very well the heading. To add in them, it is easy for you.
Already we still have
others of life. We pull out of your hearts. They fight with this. We enter in you. Now they find them there, and they begin to strive there. That is explained. No, me too. I was able to explain it in this way. What he does,
he
keeps you one verse and one line. You've understood.
He
said, let me cross. Another. Be strong. You make it sick in the heart. Those who have lies, they fight with the truth they have been sowed into them. Satan, when he sows lies in the hearts, in them comes stubbornness, which is much. It comes in rock. Thorns fight with things we saw there.
Just explain
words alone.
And you increase the strength in the fight.
You may not know why you insist
to uproot the lies.
For
messed up the power in the words.
He
said the first thing to root out the lies of Satan. The second, to pull it down.
You have to pull it. Root out.
You root. And you get on that one. You pull down.
Yeah,
rooted in the feet. You move by them with root. You not move like that. Is that in the head? We root it down. Pull it. Now the third, we have to destroy. Many times, you may go into a bush and you thrash it very well. If you don't burn the thorns, they pierce you again. Those who pass there, though they are dry, we burn them with fire and destroy them all. We don't end on that. We throw down totally. There is that throwing down. Yes.
I saw
the evil one exalted high, lifted. In a little time, he was no more there. He
also
down buildings, he built of lies in the hearts of people. Hardness of hearts. It's strong in someone.
Yeah.
Have you seen there? Now those words, you need to explain each by one by one. That we move on the line to minister where we are going. We
to
align ourselves with the see power in the word.
On
these ones, so they want to be just like this. But them bring an explanation which move to explain. And you sink into understanding. This is Isaiah 28:13. To fall backwards. Fall.
Yes,
when you get sin, you have to wrestle it. This propaganda wrestling. That one. This back has to knock down.
is when we make fights on lies and sin until we've beaten it and this part of the head knocks down. Those words are of
they are
of the spirit of might. If you reach the world, there is sin there. You must know them. These have reached here. The first thing to target, I have to root out lies, sins. You twisted the meaning. Fine. The second, I have to pull down sin. But how is it pulled down? Oh, fine. The third, I have to destroy it. Sin with its lies. The fourth, I have to throw it down. If it's a building which is highly suspected, in the twinkle of an eye, I have to prove it's not there. The fifth, I have to bid it to fall backwards. All nations to see that indeed. The sixth, to get broken. Yes. These dagons, they get broken. The dagons fall there. All their idols, we break them down.
The
idols and images of money, lusts of the flesh, we break all of them in someone. And the person gets aligned, appear a child of God. We have hope to create another generation of those mightily the word of God. But before you do those, power in the word is not strengthened it as a teacher or a preacher, means cannot manifest in working. You're going to cry from there in your generations. The seventh, to snare them. Yes, you have to have
passes,
and they can catch them. They pass here, and they quote here, you pass here. You have intelligence.
If you go and
preaching
well,
and lightened lies, much light on the lies, and
Satan
transformers, angel of light in the world, and you have to prove to people that is not light.
Yet people say,
this is light, it is shining. You say, you, you are in darkness, this is not light. Let me give you light. Join here and here you see.
It's when
you have to come with snails. And you were trained. You are a hunter. Who knows to snare animals of sin very well. You were trained. What you see me move by. Tricks are inside there trained. Now they are ones I give you, you become them by the spirit.
You
must be a person who can snare. And you are like our Lord Jesus in Luke chapter 4. He brings out this one. Yes.
You
must be a person who can snare very well.
So
then you can fight him, transformed as angel of light.
And
what he proves to people, what he tells them is light. There is purgatory. You have to bring proof purgatory is not there.
It
people in heaven, they are slum structures. And people, they have believed this woman went to heaven. Must be able to snare very well. Satan, when it was
formed,
ministers appear as preachers of righteousness.
You reach
in the world, they started demons. And they said they are in the church of righteousness. And they said that man
is the best
at preaching truth, yet he teaches demons.
ngagwokusobola okubategobakwate
able to snare and catch them. You have to bring proof and say,
oyinza otya okubanga
how can you
osoma omulabe wo
and you do not know those on your sides.
Tomanyi manje gali
kusaidia. You don't know army on your sides.
Tomanyi bali kusaidia.
You don't know those on your sides. Atosoma abo mulabe. And you study those of your enemy.
Kachichi choboli.
What are you on then?
Omusaje nabi Elisha kya soko
okumanya bali kusaidia. Prophet Elisha, you are once on his sides. He spoke to Gehazi. He told him, fear not. Those on our sides, they are more than those with them.
Yes, don't
want even those there, but those I know of those on our sides. I don't need to mention Kaula. In heaven, when the chief said, they didn't list their names. They didn't. Satan enter is all they are all devils. They would have listed their names.
And they said
who was a cherubim, Lucifer. And they followed Jezebel. And they dissed them now.
Hey.
When would they have finished to chase one by one? You come on the list, Kaula, get out.
Nabuzana,
it is your time. Go,
Diana.
You go out.
Yes.
They said, and the war happened in heaven. Angel Michael and his angel, they began by the dragon. The dragon, he fought with its angels, and they never saw their place in heaven. The dragon was cast with its angels. All Satan gets them was the demons throw away in the bottomless pit. Don't waste time. Nabuzana, you come, I chase you.
Yes, no.
But this world, you stand in this generation. they have to first be uprooted out. The
light of
Satan
and appear
as angel of light of the world. And he lies the world. And he causes a preacher of righteousness. He put their religions
and
they are all daft within the scriptures. And he puts beliefs. And they explain things that are not there in the Bible. And you find salvation and they fell mad. The eighth. They be taken. Yes. They be taken away to the bottomless pit. Yes. He
sent
those of the chains to catch, smell them, and take them away. Right? There we are going to see power in the world. All those after they have happened. Malachi chapter 3. Verse 16 to 18, it comes to pass. When you will turn, you will discern between the one who serve God and who never serve him, the righteous and the wicked. Their things have been cleared. Malachi chapter 3, you can write it down. From verse 16 to 18, they brought book of remembrance and reminded all we aligned ourselves with the sign one who serve God, who never serve him, the righteous and the wicked. That's why you come here. You can come, you're a minister out there, and we tell you, sit down. You sit down. We first order you very well. Because we know confusion that you've been wrecking out there. If you did do it, then there would have been a difference in the church by now. There would have been the power in the word which manifests. Satan would not have despised the church like that. I know you who move out there. I know you need to be ordered and prepared by the living God.
If you did have confusion, then you would have made a difference in the midst of the world. Not many prophets were in Israel, but one prophet made a difference. I see you thousands in Uganda. What meaning then? And sin is rather level every day. That of spirit of mighty of God. Sponsored on the power in the word of God. We want to end it there today. We move on, be explained. We have him in a double portion as he creates. God great in counsel, mighty at work. He was there in creating a double portion. And he can appear in triple portion. And can appear up to the seventh portion. And can appear in the portion that unlimited. That's why Revelation chapter 19, in the verse 6,
he says,
the Lord God omnipotent. The Lord God omnipotent. It goes never ends. All those will be explained unto the teaching priests are going to be standing in this eighth department of God's heavenly government on the earth. Department of Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God in the Holy Church of God. As those divisions are,
it's
the way they will stand to minister in the seven divisions of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They will teach and try to see that they are manifest. We shall finish with the fifth division, the sixth, and the seventh of the Holy Spirit in His fullness, the seven spirits of God on the day of tomorrow. May God bless you. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being diligent. Thank you for listening, believing, and already put in action, ready to spread to others and to many. Our Lord Jesus Christ, that He will be with you as He promised. Matthew 28 verse 18 up to 20.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.